At a news conference this morning, Governor Bill Walker unveiled the new gas pipeline agreement he signed in China earlier this month. Walker, with Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation President Keith Meyer, talked about what they hope will come out of the agreement. Meyer says Alaskans will see significant progress on the proposed gas pipeline megaproject next year.
There's going to be trips to China, trips from them to Alaska. So a lot of due diligence, a lot of papering. We've got a multinational, multi-billion dollar purchase agreement, lending agreement, investment agreement. We've got a regulatory process that we're trying to get through by the end of next year.
The other parties to the agreement are three Chinese government-owned entities that could act as customers, investors, and partial owners on the project. Under the agreement, Alaska and China will work together to develop a plan that could make Alaska's LNG megaproject feasible. The framework gives China the opportunity to take 75% of the liquefied natural gas produced by the project in exchange for providing 75% of the funding to build it. The remaining portion of the funding to build the project, or around $11 billion, would be paid for by the Gasline Corporation and its partners. According to a media release, the corporation envisions getting that funding from a combination of Alaska Native corporations, cities, and private investors, issuing tax-exempt bonds and state money. Meyer says the Chinese partners have visited Alaska and are considering the project carefully.
I mean, they're down to the point where they're actually smelling the core samples. These folks are serious about this project. We have an electronic data room that they have spent hundreds of hours in due diligence. Their government folks have talked to our government folks, not just the state folks, but the federal folks, to see, is the U.S. going to be receptive? Is the U.S. Congress going to be receptive? And they've had very positive feedback on that.
The agreement calls for the group to make a final decision to partners on the project by the end of 2018. In its current form, the project is estimated to cost $43 billion to build and could temporarily add 12,000 jobs to Alaska's economy.